Okay, 10:31 on Wednesday, November 6, 2019, and I call the Arizona Board of Dispensing Optician meeting to order. Roll call.
Eileen Pettit, present.
Bill Nyblad, present.
Michael Searle, present.
Deb Bright, present.
Suzanne Coleman, present.
Also present, we have our Assistant Attorney General Scott Donald, as well as our Executive Director Megan Darian. Declarations of conflicts of interest. I don't believe there are any, so we'll move on. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from the October meeting. Hope everybody had a chance to read all six pages of it. It was a big meeting.
I'll make a motion to accept them as written.
Thank you. Susan, Susie.
I seconded.
Susie made the motion, and Deb Bright seconded. Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved as written. Agency Operations Director's Report.
The board received a signed agreement, consent agreement for Clear Vision, and that case is completed. And also 295 people, Arizona licensed opticians, have renewed for 2020. The second notice was sent via email on November 1st for people who have not renewed yet. So we are about more than 600 to go.
Well, that's pretty good for the first month, so good start. People are getting used to it, I think. Excellent. Now,
it was
Scott's,
so much easier this time. I just want to say thank you.
Yes. Do we do any motion on Clear Vision, or since we've got the consent agreement, that solves it?
Be a motion to accept the consent agreement.
Okay.
Motion, second. Vote.
Okay. I'd like to entertain someone to make a motion to accept the consent agreement from Clear Vision Express.
I'll move to accept the consent.
I'll make
agreement.
A motion. Okay. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. Moved by Michael and seconded by Susie. Any discussion? Scott, appreciate all your hard work on that one. That was a fun one. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passes to accept the consent agreement from Clear Vision Express, and that takes one that's been on the book for about 8 months off. So, good thing. Possible violations. Barnett Delaney Perkins, no establishment license, no licensed optician in Lakeside, second location up there. And we've heard nothing from them, so I don't know what our next moves are because it's been almost 2 months. No response to either letter.
Let me just get the statute open here, but I believe the next stage would be for the board to... investigation file for this. Let's see. So there have been two letters out.
Right.
And the investigation was done by me.
Investigation was done. Actually, she was in the location.
Okay. Oh. And just as I don't believe we've had a formal vote on it yet, the board would need to take a vote on whether to initiate investigation or refer the complaint. Either a motion to investigate or a motion to refer it to investigation by an investigative committee. So it would be a decision where the board would need to essentially initiate an investigation at this point by motion, just so there's one on the record.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we begin an investigation by committee of Barnett Delaney Perkins for lack of establishment license as well as licensed optician.
And just to clarify, when you say by committee, do you mean by setting up a committee to do it, or do you mean just board investigation?
Just by our investigator.
A board investigation.
Okay.
By our board investigator.
Right. It's been moved by Susie to
and I'll second
investigation,
it.
Seconded by Eileen. Any discussion? Just so everyone knows, this is going to be their third violation for this organization in 3 months, so this is one that's going to be a heavy hit. the same organization, same parent company. They were on a consent agreement last month. So we'll get Jim involved. We'll have to get Jim involved and let him follow up with the investigation like we always do. Any other discussion?
Additionally, if the board would like, the board may certainly authorize the executive director and board counsel to investigate a potential consent agreement with.
Yeah, we can get a hold of somebody. I think we should do it. It's the same person that we've dealt with twice before, so this is going to be the third time dealing with her, and see what she has to say. I think we have to move that way with this one because this is not responding twice to letters. And I was up there the week after she was, and the lights were on and the glasses were there, so I actually observed that they were
okay. I caution the chair, as the board is going to be sitting in an adjudicatory position with regards to this case. Ultimately, I would caution the chair against making any statements concerning visiting the location or any observations concerning the location until it becomes a matter for the board to consider whether there's been a violation.
Yeah, I actually did not go in. I was not properly attired to go in, so I didn't. So we'll refer this to our executive director and our assistant attorney general to push forward with fact-finding and move it to the next level of whatever that turns out to be. That's been moved by Susie and seconded by Eileen.
But and just if I may clarify, that was a motion and a second for a formal investigation to be opened by the
right board
and for an investigative report to be generated, and then that's separate from board direction to the executive director and board counsel to explore a potential consent agreement with the.
So that would be a separate one. Would do the first motion first, just to get it investigated with our investigator.
Yeah, that would, yes.
That's the first step. It's been moved and seconded. We've had plenty of discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Deb?
Somebody?
Deb, you there? Okay, we have four, so that is a any opposed? No opposed, therefore we will agree to assign this for investigation to our investigator, Barnett Delaney Perkins Lakeside. And Scott, do we need another motion to consent agreement?
Actually, that could just be board direction. I think if
board
we
direction, not a motion.
Okay. Director, and I understand that we are
right.
Directed to proceed.
Right, based on the outcome of the investigation. Not responding to the board, we've got, did you say you got someone respond, or you've already added that one, so we still have two that haven't responded, contacts?
Yes, they haven't responded, A and B.
And when were they?
It was on the 16th of October.
Okay, so it hasn't been a month yet.
No.
Okay, so move 5A and B will be moved to December's meeting. We do have five of them, looks like, have responded and are no longer selling contacts, which is good job on that one. Six, rule change overview.
The oral proceeding on the proposed rulemaking took place on Tuesday, October 22nd, without any public comments. Also, the board submitted all the documentation to Governor's Regulatory Review Council, GRC, on October 24th. So we are waiting for the response.
GRC, okay. Contact lens overview. I'd say we're still doing our due diligence. This is the smallest list we've ever had on our November agenda.
Yeah.
This is usually the really big one because we get a lot of them. So just keep pushing forward on that contact lens selling issue. Application for licensure, we have one here. I need Susie or Deb for a fourth approval. If it's Jeanette Nicole Dilley, she's got all of her documents in order. We've got three signatures. I just need a verbal for a fourth.
Okay. I'll give you a fourth verbal for Jeanette Nicole Dilley on her application.
Thank you, Susie. So now I'd like to entertain a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion that we accept her application okay. for licensure. That's Jeanette Nicole Dilley.
Okay. Moved by Susie.
And I'll second it, Eileen Pettit.
Seconded by Eileen. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Accept the application for license for Jeanette Dilley. Future meeting dates, we have one more meeting this year, December 4th. Everyone please show up. We're going to have a party.
Ah. I lie.
Future agenda items, we did move the Barnett Delaney Perkins to next month's agenda.
And the smoke shops.
And the two smoke shops that have not responded. And call to the public. Hi, public. Welcome. Any comments, public? Nope. Okay. It is now 10:43, and this meeting is, excuse me.
Chair, if I may, prior to that, the executive director has raised an interesting point that I think would deserve looking into concerning the investigative process. If possible, I would ask that the board rescind the motion with regards to Delaney Barnett. A motion to rescind the motion to open the investigation and instead simply provide direction to the executive director and the assistant attorney general at present to engage in potential settlement with the party.
Okay. I'll move to rescind my prior motion.
Thank you, Susie.
Welcome. My second.
And seconded. So now we've got the opening of the investigation as we're rescinding that motion and moving forward. Any other discussion? Thank you, Scott, for the clarification. Appreciate it.
I'll make a motion then that we allow our executive director.
No, we don't need Susie, we won't need
I
a motion.
Think we do.
We have to finish this one. We got to finish the rescension.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. It is now rescinded, and the board will direct our assistant attorney general and our executive director to move forward with discussions with them for possible consent agreement. And I don't think we need a motion for that. That's just a direction from the board, Susie. So thank you for trying to
do
it the right way. So that leaves, that will be on the future agenda along with the smoke shops. So they'll still be put forward on the December agenda. Now, I think we're ready. It's 10:45 and we are adjourned. Thank you, girls, for calling
in.
All right,
have a great month, you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Good to talk to all of you.
Yeah,
bye.
Good to talk to you, too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Go see if we can get some snow out there. My painters drove through hail to get to the house today.
Okay, so we don't need the investigation because
in there. Right. Good. She's physically been there, seen it, talked to him.
Official capacity. Good.
That was prior to sending out the letter.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was.
Sorry, I wasn't going in there in shorts.